The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. New patent filed for ImtinB with Copaxone as potential MS therapy. Neuroscience Biopharmaceuticals has filed a patent in Australia to protect the use of its lead candidate, ImtinB, in combination with Teva's Copaxone as a potential treatment for multiple sclerosis. The patent application is based on data from a lab study showing that the combination is better than any of the components alone at promoting nerve cell survival and health. The combo therapy was also found to boost the formation of new myelin, a fatty sheath around nerve cells that becomes damaged in people with MS. If granted, the patent would be valid for at least 20 years from the filing date of November 24, 2022, until November 24, 2042, according to a company press release. What is ImtinB designed to do? ImtinB is a small protein designed to bind to members of the low-density lipoprotein receptor family of proteins and mimic the effects of a naturally occurring protein called metallothionein 2A. This protein is usually produced as part of the immune system's response to injury. In the brain, it is known to help protect nerve cells from damage, promote their regeneration, and modulate inflammation. ImtinB is thus expected to set off a series of mechanisms inside nerve cells, which could help them survive longer and healthier, while also reducing damaging inflammatory responses. Copaxone is an approved disease-modifying therapy for adults with relapsing forms of MS. The medication contains a man-made version of a protein that mimics myelin basic protein, a component of myelin. How it works exactly is not clear, but it is thought to keep the immune system in check while also acting directly on nerve cells to help protect them from damage. In previous studies, researchers showed that ImtinB significantly increased the number of oligodendrocytes, the cells chiefly responsible for making myelin in the brain and spinal cord, leading to more myelin regeneration than Copaxone in cellular models of MS. Now, research conducted by an independent French-based contract research organization set out to compare the effects of both medications when used alone and in combination. The team used lab-grown nerve cells collected from a rat's brain and tested two doses of ImtinB alone, 50 and 150 micrograms per milliliter, two doses of Copaxone, 3 and 10 micrograms per milliliter, and two combinations of ImtinB plus Copaxone, containing the low and high doses of each therapy. Results show that the effect of ImtinB plus Copaxone was greater than that of either medication alone. For example, Copaxone alone was only able to increase the length of neurites, the projections that usually relay information to other cells, and whose length indicates better neuronal health, and the highest dose also increased myelin production by 167% compared with untreated nerve cells. In turn, the 50 microgram per milliliter dose of ImtinB alone increased neurite length, while the higher dose increased nerve cell survival and myelin production. What effects did ImtinB plus Copaxone treatment have on nerve cells? When treated with the combinations, however, cells had significant increases in all three parameters. The combination of 50 micrograms per milliliter ImtinB plus 3 microgram per milliliter Copaxone led to a 165% increase in neuronal survival, a 154% increase in neurite length, and 171% more myelin coverage around nerve cells. The combination with the highest doses, 150 micrograms per milliliter ImtinB and 10 micrograms per milliliter Copaxone led to a 148% increase in survival, grew up to 139% longer neurites, and produced 178% more myelin. It was only the co-treatment of MTIN-B and Copaxone that significantly promotes neurite length, neuron survival, and myelin sheath formation around neurons in concert, the company stated in the release. These data suggest that MTIN-B may provide additional benefits to Copaxone, the company noted. This news article was written by Margarita Maya, Ph.D., on December 8, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Novel CAR T-cell therapy shows promise in MS mouse study. Researchers have developed a technique that uses CAR T-cells, a form of cell therapy, to specifically eliminate the self-reactive immune cells that drive multiple sclerosis without destroying healthy immune cells needed to protect against infection. Our CAR T-cells were very effective at treating mice that have an MS-like disease. Chaisong Tsai, MD, PhD, a professor at Washington University School of Medicine and co-senior author of the new study, said in a university press release, "I believe that this is a fully treatable disease, and CAR T-cells may be the way toward much better therapeutics," added co-senior author Gregory Wu, MD, PhD, also a professor at Washington in St. Louis, Missouri. The study, antigen-specific depletion of CD4+ T-cells by CAR T-cells, reveals distinct roles of higher and lower affinity, TCRs, during autoimmunity, was published in Science Immunology. T-cells are a group of immune cells that are equipped with a specialized receptor that very specifically recognizes a particular molecular target. For example, a piece of a virus or bacteria referred to as an antigen. A group of immune cells called antigen-presenting cells, or APCs, are responsible for presenting the potential antigens to T-cells, making them highly specific against that target. Then, when a T-cell comes in contact with its specific antigen, it activates the cell to go on the attack, spewing out pro-inflammatory molecules to sound the alarm. When the T-cell is recognizing part of a virus or bacteria, this can help clear an infection. In MS, however, T-cells will react to healthy components of the myelin sheath, a fatty coating around nerve fibers needed for their function. There are a number of approved disease-modifying therapies for MS that deplete or reduce the activity of T-cells. But these therapies generally affect both disease-driving cells and infection-fighting cells indiscriminately. Here, researchers developed a method aiming to eliminate only the self-reactive T-cells, using another kind of T-cell, CAR T-cells. Conceptually, CAR T-cells are created by taking normal T-cells, removing their native receptor, and equipping them with a new, human-made molecular receptor called a CAR, an abbreviation for chimeric antigen receptor. Since the CAR is lab-made, scientists can create new receptors aiming to direct the cells to attack specific antigens. This approach has been widely explored in cancer, equipping the cells with CARs that will direct them to attack and kill tumor cells. CAR T-cell therapy and MOG. To create CAR T-cells that specifically could kill self-reactive T-cells, the scientists engineered a CAR that would look just like the myelin oligodendrocyte glycoprotein, or MOG, a myelin protein being presented by an APC. The idea is that this receptor would act as bait, specifically targeting the MS-driving T-cells with receptors that react to this self-antigen. By the same principle, the receptor wouldn't have any effect on T-cells that don't react with myelin. We were able to use CAR T-cells to eliminate just the immune cells that are causing the autoimmunity and not other immune cells you might need to protect against viruses or other infection, Say said. The researchers tested their CAR T-cells in mice with experimental autoimmune encephalitis, a common mouse model of MS. The team found that pretreatment with their cells could prevent the development of the disease. However, in initial attempts, the cell therapy did not lessen existing disease. Analyses showed that the initial CAR could bind to T-cells with high-affinity receptors for MOG, but wasn't binding as well to cells with lower-affinity receptors. Essentially, the CAR was not sticking to some myelin-reactive T-cells. The researchers made molecular modifications to their initial CAR to make it stickier for these cells. These modified CARs could effectively bind to both high-affinity and low-affinity receptors. In the EAE models, treatment with CAR T-cells carrying this upgraded receptor was able to prevent EAE from developing, and unlike the initial attempts, they also were able to reverse ongoing clinical EAE, the researchers said. Activation energy. These data suggest a model in which higher affinity, self-reactive T-cells are required to provide the activation energy for initiating neuroinflammatory injury, but lower affinity cells are sufficient to maintain ongoing disease, the scientists wrote. We're working on improving the CAR T-cells to get them to kill more efficiently and last longer so that we can get better treatment outcomes, Tsai said. Right now, there's no way to tell who is going to get MS or when, so preventing the disease in people isn't realistic, but we could treat it, and I think the CAR T approach looks very promising. The scientists noted that this approach also could be applied to other autoimmune diseases by making CARs that mimic other antigens. I see patients in the clinic who have a rare disease known as myelin oligodendrocyte glycoprotein, or MOG, antibody disease that is very similar to MS, Wu said. Unlike MS, which is complicated, we know exactly what the target is in MOG, antibody disease. I wish I could just get rid of these self-reactive cells for my patients, but we've had no way to do that. Now, we are working toward using the patient's own immune cells to create CAR T cells that would eliminate those self-reactive T cells. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on December 8, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website, multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.